Hey people, thank you everyone for joining. We really like that we're gaining some traction, and if you've heard our other two episodes, you know that we're pretty fucking crazy. But we want to deliver a message. By the way, happy graduation to Anna, okay? We're really happy you came this far, girl. We want you to keep it up, you're fire. Yeah, for the other people that graduated too. Or not, you could have dropped out. Sponsored by Geek. Again, we like geeks everywhere. Geeks of all shapes and colors. Why do you like geeks? What do geeks mean to you?
I think.
Sit closer.
I don't really know what they mean to me. I would just say that I grew up as a geek, so I would hope that other geeks would support, you know, their kind.
I think they invent cool shit.
Yeah, I think geeks actually know the coolest shit around, but it's like perceived as nerdy at that time. Like, I'm sure a lot of people like, a lot of people who grew up liking video games were seen as geeks, but now it's just like,
now they're millionaires in Silicon Valley. Exactly. Programming the next Halo game that's gonna be shit.
And I really hope the next one's good.
And they're gonna make money because the technology's gotten so good and there's so much money in these brands and these video games.
But every video game made these days is like pretty shitty.
Except for Fortnite.
Fortnite sucks dick. It's a social media experience on for video games is what it is. It's just Facebook.
Yeah, fuck your father.
Yeah, go fuck your mother.
So the girls in Call Her Daddy, they refer to themselves on occasion as the Founding Fathers.
They should never call themselves that. They're nowhere near as great as the Founding Fathers. But continue. That's fucked. That's actually insane that they call themselves that. Really? Wait, out of curiosity, who are these chicks even fucked?
In their title, they're... Like, hold on, I'm getting a call.
Ooh, Jesus.
Hello? Who is this?
Hello?
Yeah, who...
Now you know you're harder to reach than a rock on Mars. good afternoon. This is Joel Collins. I'm calling for the Police Association of New York.
Yeah.
Sir, the reason for my call, the Police Association of New York just kicked off their latest fund drive, and as a paid fundraiser with residential programs, we're sending out the new pledge kit and window decal to all supporting residents. An increase over prior years in our country. Last year, we lost more than 100.
I think it's a robocall. I think it's a robo. I don't think that was a real person.
I thought that was a real person.
It didn't sound real.
He said the thing at first, you're harder to reach than a rock from Mars, and that's not really like a computer thing to say. I think that was a real person. And they
Bro, did you see? There's an Elizabeth Warren.
The Google thing, yeah.
There's an Elizabeth Warren copy that they made from Kate McKenna of Saturday Night Live.
Who's her McKenna? Terrence McKenna?
No, not Terrence McKenna. So this girl is pretend... doing her skit as
Elizabeth
Warren, and they have her face.
Who's the McKenna person? That's what I care about.
The actress.
What's her first name?
Kate.
Kate McKenna?
I think it's McKenna.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you don't listen to Barstool or like pop culture.
Yeah. For the record, this podcast, whatever happens during the podcast. We don't have any real plans. It's just happening.
Well, we thought we would edit it first, but... that went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
So
we don't know how to edit, so it just happens.
So they call themselves the found. I just hung up on the cop.
But yeah, like if
they call themselves the Founding Fathers because they have "daddy" in their name.
That's.
And they think that they're the fathers of this lost ass millennial generation.
When in actuality, all the guys in New York City are just sucking each other's dicks.
Wait, what happened when you went on the train this morning?
So, for the record, Alex is the one who lives in the city, and I live on Long Island, so I come out here on the train. And on the train and subway, I noticed only girls who were half naked and super hot.
Oh my god.
Gay dudes and old people.
Which I've told you many times is what the subways consist of.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, I didn't realize how much of it was those three things, but it really is. It's
if
crazy.
If you have four limbs and you're a non-minority group, youngish, postgraduate age, young urban professional, well-dressed on the subway. You will just be eyed by every eligible woman because there are so few people left, and it's fucked up.
And
why are they not giving love to some minority guys or even to some gay dudes who might not even be gay? Or some old people. Old people don't want pussy anymore.
I think most people are attracted to around what's their age.
No, bro, even the 40-year-old women to, like, the 60-year-old, like, Blumpkin women, the women who are, like, fucking blueberries. They're just, like, shaped like a fucking big, plump blueberry.
The old fat women?
Yeah. they're eyeing me like I'm going to eat this
they're
cock.
They're eyeing you?
Well, until they look at me closely and realize this isn't what they
want.
No, then they realize this isn't what they wanted at all.
Attracted to just go to the fucking nursing homes.
Not that old, you ass. So these girls think that they're the founding fathers. They're not really the founding fathers of anything.
No, they're just two girls who talk about their pussy on podcasts.
For the record, I don't think is that hard to do if you're a girl with a pussy.
Which is all of them.
If you're a girl with a pussy, you probably get a lot of action.
Is that actually wrong to say right now? All girls have pussies? Is that not even allowed to be said at the moment?
Right now, in the current climate, it would be considered politically incorrect to say all girls have pussies.
That's insane.
That would be... Be it what it may, that's the law of the land.
Be it what it may.
So we're very progressive people here. We're here and hip. We don't want to make someone feel like shit because God knows we have.
Maybe you should feel like shit sometimes.
I definitely feel like shit sometimes.
Feel like shit sometimes too. And it's not a, I think, so there's this expression that goes, hard times make strong men and easy times make weak men.
What about women?
The same applies to women. Like, it's an expression.
I want to make sure I got my pronouns.
Yeah, me walking through New York City and seeing ads that say Zay and Z on it.
Mm-hmm.
That refer to like some weird third pronoun system.
Yep.
For the record, people who are actually trans, like there are a percentage of people who are actually trans. I think it's like a weird fad right now. There's more people being trans that are supposed to be.
Yeah.
But
I know.
True trans people do exist.
Yeah,
they
for sure do. They for sure do.
I'm sure it's a very tiny percentage of the population, but they do exist.
It's not that tiny.
I would say
it's not overly bloated, but
yeah,
1%.
I would say less than 1%.
I think it's around 1.
But regardless, I think that's of actual trans people, and I think more people are pretending to be trans right now.
Irregardless,
but let me finish what I'm saying. The people who are actually trans don't want to be called Zay or Z. They spend money and time and years in pain to
become
so they could be what they are. These extra pronouns are actually like
they're hurting the cause of some people.
They're hurting the cause. Yeah, exactly.
Who aren't trying to change the structures of how a class system or an association
Everyone
or
wants
science
the right
books
to be miserable in their own homes. That's what it comes down to. No one wants to be bothered.
Preach
they just
it.
Want to be left at home.
Preach.
And not be bothered by other people. That's what gays want. Go for it. I don't care what the fuck you do in your own house.
Okay.
You want to suck some dude's dick? Go for it. I just want to sit at home and fucking drink and be miserable, so.
Apparently.
But everyone just wants to go home and, like, not be bothered. I think everyone has a right to
that. Yeah.
So I don't really care about the whole, like... It's not that I don't... Yeah, I don't really care about the movement. I think that you guys just should have always been able to do what the hell you want to do. Everyone should be.
Alright.
But,
thank you for that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful statement, not caring about it.
That means
anything.
A lot to some people out there, I think.
Yeah.
But more about these girls,
like,
I just don't...
It goes back to these girls, though, because, like...
It does.
Like I was saying before, you don't even see straight guys out right now. Like, straight guys are so... not masculine right now because of the current situation.
They're more disparate because...
Yeah, that they just sit at home and listen to girls talk about their
on the
pussy.
Podcast and it ends up substituting for it, which
isn't hard to do,
by the way. All you have to do is
describe
what you've been going through, and if you're a decently good-looking girl, you've probably had sex with a lot of guys. I mean, I packed my pipe a few times. I could tell you how to do it, and it probably not decently well still, because
not decently well at
I'm
all.
Just not good with those technical aspects.
terrible at them, actually.
But I would still be able to describe to you how it looked, what it takes to
fucking awesome.
Get the stuff. There's an awesomeness to it that people are desperate for knowledge for. And if you're telling people what it's like to fuck guys and the different positions and how you get off, cool. It's cool for someone who might be fucking and wants to reinforce it, or for someone who's so desperate to fuck, they think his podcast
almost,
comes for answers.
It's like almost watching porn is what it comes down to. Like a
audio porn? Wow, huh? Do you smell that barbecue? It smells really good.
Yeah, I actually had ribs on the way here.
Wow.
Yeah, ribs and macaroni salad. That's yeah, for the record, I woke up this morning, drank some beer, got ribs and macaroni salad, and came to the city.
That sounds like what Jim Morrison did in the years leading up to his early passing.
Wow.
All right, continue.
You saying I'm going to die soon?
That was a point I was going to cover later. But
really? I think I'm stuck here till I'm like 100.
Okay, continue what you were saying. And you
I
lost your train of thought.
No, yeah, regardless. These girls are like parasite from what you told me.
Hey.
Humanity.
I think humanity is a parasite. I think these girls
are obviously a parasite.
Like I said, they're representative of a larger issue. I'm not going
to
sit here and call
That's
these girls names.
To,
even though this one girl, Rachel Bush, this dime, fucking dime piece. I think she's Antonio Brown's ex. She heard about these girls.
These
she heard about the... I know, you don't watch the NFL, or except you like the Patriots, oddly enough. But you don't really go on Instagram. You don't know who these influences are. This basically porn star Rachel Bush out of these girls saying that they are bug-eyed hoes. Which they kind of are. So Sophia definitely has those bug eyes. No, her eyes are just a little elongated.
Girls.
I know.
Lisa Remy was really hot, so.
She was.
Probably still is.
What did people say about her?
I think she still is pretty hot.
I know. People are ready to get that insect spray all for nothing. I digress. I kid. Very nice girls. So these girls are hot, even if they can, in some light, be bug-eyed hoes.
Is it wrong to say that girls are hot these days?
No.
No? Okay, word. As long as we don't get to that point. I know that Keanu Reeves is pushing, like, don't even touch girls in pictures, but yeah.
That's like that's his brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think every guy should do that, but maybe someone who is,
He's a hero.
Yo, he's just a hero to the internet. Don't get me wrong, I think he's a man, too.
He's like an action movie version of Andrew Yang.
Sure. I don't think he's Chinese, so
it might be he's basically racist. Chinese. He's in like all these like Chinese kung fu movies.
Just because it's like fighting doesn't mean it's kung fu.
No, they're like all kung fu specialized.
Yo, bro, I think you're just saying kung fu, and for all you know, it could be like
another mixed martial art.
Yeah, exactly. Jiu-jitsu,
taekwondo.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of fucking,
there's a lot of there's
yeah,
like 10
there's a
other
whole
ones.
Lot of cultures from there. So that's why I was saying you might just be being a racist asshole right now.
No. No.
I definitely don't think Keanu Reeves is Chinese. He might
no
be,
disrespect
know,
to Eddie Bravo in the MMA world.
Eddie Bravo.
Even though we will have to disrespect him when we cut into the flat earther theory.
I don't even think we should be
subsequent
time
episodes.
On that. That's how much I think about it.
I know.
We shouldn't waste time on it.
I want to get into what one of the girls, I heard them talking about like a few months ago. They have this story about a billionaire guy. I think he's a billionaire.
Okay.
Maybe just a couple hundred millionaire. You know.
Bro, someone's attacking you. So bad at Fortnite.
So bad.
Just so bad.
So bad. So they go to Vegas.
We need to get a video camera.
We will. They get flown out to Vegas to party with some billionaire, and he has a penthouse full of bitches.
They got flown out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They're pretty hot.
Seems like a stupid amount of money, but sure. Okay, continue. Billionaire flies him out.
And he wants to have fun. A lot of people who have money can have some of the dark triad personality traits. They can exhibit sociopathic behavior.
I think everyone does.
Which would include having fun at the expense of other people. So usually when you have a big social gathering.
Just
who's the most important person at like a social gathering of college people or random work people? Probably
the hottest. Hold on, very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that having money makes you a terrible person because I'm pretty sure.
No,
it doesn't. Charlie caused more damage
with being broke as fuck.
Being broke as fuck than even the wealthiest person. Like, trust me, you don't gotta have money to fuck people up. You could be broke and do it too.
You're not wrong.
But I would say it's probably easier for the person with money to fuck other people up.
And I also think the people acquire those resources and get more money who have those dark traits are able to take more of the lot. So he seems to be someone who wants to have fun at the expense of other people, which I don't usually stand for, especially since I used to do it when I was younger. And I think it's pretty dick. Yeah. So what he starts doing is taking the most wannabe cool girl, the girl who wants to fit in the most, get with him, whatever, be the leader of the pack. Oh, what I was saying before, when you go to a regular gathering, the hot girls are probably the coolest ones and the ones in power. But here, it's this guy's penthouse. Switch is flipped. Tables turned. These girls are the ones with no power, which they're so not used to in their normal life, having to suck the dick of this guy. It's like six girls. Picture a Dan Bilzerian Instagram
like
picture.
Power?
They for no, the, these ones, ones, they're okay. All influencers and like models. Yeah.
You still think that they I don't know.
They for sure going through their day navigating the city.
My whole thing is just to question everything, so.
Because you study the scientific method.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean...
We can't exactly know what's going through their heads at all times, but from the way that they probably walk around with themselves and a certain concept...
Despite if they are self-conscious on the inside.
They
definitely have portions of their day where they feel some type of power.
You're right. In
the words of Kanye, we're all self-conscious. I'm just the first to admit it. You could see these girls who were so sexy and beautiful.
Wait, is this actually what he said, or was it only the first part?
No,
is this a sexy thing too?
No.
Okay. In the words of Kanye, I'm going to start saying what Kanye said, but then forget about it.
After admitting it.
Continue saying
now it's just my part. End quote.
Idiot.
The hot one's fucking might be so self-conscious and don't show it, but just the fact that they're wearing a half-naked dress,
that kind of sounds like attention-seeking.
Attention-seeking.
Attention-seeking means that you have low self-confidence.
And guys are too intimidated to go up to them because they think this girl has so much going for her. But don't get me wrong. You don't think these girls have some type of ego or complex. I've definitely seen some very good-looking girls have either confidence or they just feel that they're better than other people, so they think they don't have to wait in line or have to have some of the peasant struggles. You don't think some girls have that?
Yeah, I would say some do, but I was just saying that we don't know exactly what goes through these girls' minds.
Okay, I think if you're in the top position as a very attractive girl, then you're having going through life pretty silver spooned. You have stuff handed to you. So going in this environment where it's a toxic fucking hellhole, some dudes calling the shots and everyone's joining in. With this.
Wow, there really are times I sound more liberal than you do, huh? Continue, sorry.
Irregardless.
It's not a real word.
What this billionaire does for entertainment, he takes the girl.
You fuck with people.
Wow, you knew where I was going.
I saw that It's Always in Sunny in Philadelphia episode.
There was an episode where they're like, wow, rich people fuck with
poor people. But then in actuality, the chick's not fucking with Charlie, but Charlie's fucking with her.
Yeah.
Charlie.
So this billionaire directs these girls to go to the supermarket to pick out a cucumber for the really needy girl to shove up her veg while all the girls sit there and watch.
Really? Wow, to have that type of money.
Yeah.
To be that much
of an asshole. So rich.
Holy shit. That you could literally be an asshole. I would really hope that money would never change.
He's not being an asshole. He was always that way.
He had to be raised a certain way.
Yeah, he was probably abused by his rich dad.
Or his rich dad told him that he could do whatever the fuck he wants to women.
That too? I have no idea. He could have grown up in an orphanage and got beaten the fuck out of him. No one knows how people get this way. But what we do know is this guy has more power than you can ever imagine. And he's spending his Saturday with a room full of 8 bitches. He could be putting his dick inside of Pandora's box. What this dude is doing with the assets he has available to him. And he's having these girls do some really fucked up, mean thing that's kind of funny sounding. Don't get me wrong, but it's really cruel to do to someone. Especially if people are all going. He's flying them out and taking them to this place. They're thinking they're going to have a chill time that they could put on their Instagram story and then brag about to their friends. But this one girl didn't know that. Oh no, he's taking it up about 8 notches. We're going to crank that up and you're going to have a cucumber in your vag by the end of the night. And it doesn't mean the guy's going to want you anymore for it.
Doesn't mean anything. You'll watch that on Pornhub.
She's not getting paid. There's no contract. What does she have to benefit from shoving a cucumber up her vagina?
I mean, they get to be in the vicinity of this guy who has a lot of money, and apparently that's, like, cool to them.
Pathetic. I mean,
certain girls are attracted to that.
That's disgusting.
I have no right to call people disgusting, so...
That's disgusting.
To what? Be attracted to money?
No, to be attracted to some sociopath that's making people shove cucumbers up their vag for pleasure when he knows
he's going to discard this girl.
That's what I'm saying. There's sicker people out there, and a lot of them are in the fucking streets. Some of them could be in the crevices of society for a good reason. What about when it's the person who's on the top of the hill, and he's
like
the one that's supposed to be calling the
shots?
He's the one who's able to pay politicians and pay for legislation or sign deals and interacting with other billionaires.
I find it crazy that a congressman can say they're a lobbyist and not call himself a congressman. That is the craziest thing in the world if you think about it. You're literally outspokenly saying, I get paid to vote a certain way and was voted in for this. That is fucking crazy.
That's the epitome of money in politics.
Yeah, it's literally capitalism at its finest.
I thought you were an ultra capitalist. I don't know what you believe.
I think it's getting abused is what the issue is. I think certain things should be fixed in capitalism and capitalist society, but socialism is not the answer.
I'm done with your lies.
Done with what lies?
So they go food shopping, and they pick out the cucumber. He instructed the other girls to help the girl pick out the biggest and the best one. So leaving that aside... However weird and freaky, or it could be funny, yo. It could be a fucking scene in American Pie.
What about the fact that these girls went through with it?
Yeah,
say about them?
That's where I was headed.
Okay.
These girls were laughing and giggling, following through
with
this guy's orders. So they were picking it, helping her pick it out, all laughing. This was all a joke. Even the girl who had to do it was kind of in on it because she has no respect for herself. And absolutely zero dignity left over. No, so they said it on the show as a joke. They were talking shit about the girl, talking down about the girl.
I feel ashamed.
Just listening. So they were saying that this girl is pathetic, and they were speaking about the guy like he was baller, that he was able to manipulate. It's hot to them that he can manipulate a girl to do this, and that he's the boss.
Did they not see that?
To them, they won. They didn't have to shove a cucumber up, and they got all the benefits.
I think they should all feel great shame.
You see, that's what dictators do. They target the weakest link so that the masses don't realize that they're also being dictated upon. And that the weakest link will get eliminated, and they just say...
Go to Gulag.
Go to Gulag. Exactly. And then everyone else says, thank God it's not me.
It's not Monopoly, it's Go to Gulag.
Go to Gulag. What's the quote? First they came for the gays, then the retards, then the Jews, then the gypsies.
That's definitely not happening
here. Then the Buddhists.
I really hope they don't go to the gypsies.
And then they came for me. That was a quote from the Holocaust by Untitled.
Well, they're going to come for everyone.
That's why these girls don't realize laughing at this dude is empowering. The most toxic forms of our personalities in humanity. Something we all inherently are born with and are cursed with.
Wait,
this genetic
what?
Thing.
To make fun of each other or to, like, be cruel to each other?
Cruelty.
It's so for weird no, how for humans no, for are no, so cruel for no, to each other. It doesn't make any
sense. There's no such thing as a comedy club or a going out and having a good time.
Exist, but I'd say fucking war is more common than a comedy club.
So you're saying people declare war even on small scales against people that they think are weaker
in order
to entertain the masses.
Yeah. Not to entertain, but...
Not to be cool?
I think...
You don't think he was doing it to be cool?
...comes down to a certain ideology that we're not familiar with, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like...
It's from an irrationality that we can't even begin to comprehend.
Like, we're just normal civilians. We've never been exposed to, like, constant...
Well, I mean, these are all the reasons why...
We're civilians in the United States, away from the worst shit in the world. We live in a fucking fairy tale.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Some days. But if an AI...
I'd say most days.
Most days. If an AI were to get so advanced that it can see what these people are doing, pass the pipe when you come over. That they saw what was going on in the world... The AI would fucking want to kill the Switch. They would say,
like,
this is the Joe Rogan theory. In the Joe Rogan argument, the AI would be so disappointed and threatened by these toxic traits inherent in us. What?
Is AI God?
It's the new God for the new slaves.
Fair enough.
So, I want to know why my voice sounds so retarded on this. That's not the right word. Let's say...
I think you sound bad in person, too.
Yeah, no.
When we played the recording
for the first two episodes, you didn't sound bad, but I don't know why my voice sounds this way.
Your voice just sounds terrible.
It sounds terrible.
It always does.
My mom tried to get me to go for like vocal therapy.
Really?
Yeah, she's a speech therapist. She realized there was a problem.
I don't think there's a problem. I think it's just the tone of your voice.
It's the tone.
Yeah.
Some people think I'm gay. Some people think I'm really herby and nerdy.
Yeah, that's mostly what it comes off as.
Yeah, they didn't even account for that there was just a problem with Oaken.
There's always a problem with you. Let's be honest, who doesn't have problems?
Yeah, most people just don't like to admit it.
Yeah, who doesn't have problems with the ones they love also?
Yeah. So I saw in the news this really weird thing that Bill Murray did a movie with Selena Gomez.
Yeah, it's the new zombie movie, isn't it?
Yeah, so she's 26, he's
like
fucking grandpa.
I would be in a movie with Bill Murray.
I would too. He's grandpa plus a few years. So at the Cannes Film Festival... In France,
okay,
yeah, a little bit of an issue. There's pictures of him whispering in her ear, but no one knows what he's whispering. A lot of pictures of him whispering.
Maybe he's just fucking with the cameras.
So,
yo,
he was in.
Radcliffe wore the same outfit for like 6 months straight, so the paparazzi couldn't get pictures of him.
Well, he's a sick fuck.
He got
I know. Radcliffe is surprisingly well adjusted given the age that he inherited the fame. But.
The girl who played Hermione is so fucking hot now.
Very hot.
So hot. It's crazy. Good for you.
Irregardless. Murray was in a movie with Meg Ryan called Lost in Translation by Francis Ford Coppola, the director of Godfather's daughter, Sofia Coppola, directed it. Haven't seen the movie. Apparently in the article it stated that the movie ended, which is something I did hear, that Bill Murray whispers something in Meg... It's a romantic comedy drama, black comedy. He whispers something in Meg Ryan's ear in the 90s movie. Mm-hmm. And no one knows what it meant. And apparently it was something irrelevant that just happened in the filming of the movie. Fast forward 20 years...
And he's doing it... He's doing it in
Gomez's ear.
So...
So on a late night show, they asked Gomez what he was doing, and she says, "It was just dumb shit."
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yo,
it didn't sound like dumb shit. It sounded a little weird at first. He kept whispering how great she looked and how great her hair looked and how beautiful she looked that night, and how he wished he could go home with her. In subsequent interviews. It said in this article that he has stated openly he wishes he could have brought Selena home if his mom was still alive to his mom to meet his mom.
It sounds as if he's saying, I wish I was younger to have gotten with Selena Gomez. I think even he knows he's too old to get with her.
Okay, so
that's kind
of
what it
sounds. That sounds like a hybrid of Biden, Biden at the extreme, being a creepy person but not doing anything.
I mean,
and then you have Bill Cosby, who was a flat out aggressor.
He just sounds like he's being honest about.
He's being honest.
And maybe that sounds kind of creepy.
It sounds very creepy.
Sounds creepy.
It sounds really creepy.
Creepy, like. Bill Cosby is fucking creepy.
Bill Cosby's creepy.
Just sounds creepy. But that's just only sometimes. Like, sometimes. Everyone's human. He's attracted to fucking Selena Gomez. She's a good-looking girl.
She's gotta be at least 40 years younger.
In Japan, the fucking age of consent is 13, meaning a
50-year-old. Oh my
god. 13-year-old. I mean...
Can an 80-year-old get it with the 13?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my god. 13
is the age of consent.
That had been Boardwalk Empire with the main boss. That's how, like, the main lead kid got born.
And in this country, also, if your parents give approval to it, you can get married at the age of, like, 14, I think, in some states.
Oh,
so,
my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the United States isn't clean by any sense of the word. Trust
That's
me.
So
creepy
weird.
Things go on here, I promise you.
I think it's a little
There's
much.
Other places,
okay.
I just don't think it's.
I still think of her as like that 15-year-old girl in Waverly Place or whatever.
Well, she's not. She's like our age.
She's
a little older.
She's a year older than us, but he's Bill Murray. Why does he have to be like even?
Why does he have to be an honest, real person? I mean, I don't really see.
No, why does he have to like be talking like this young girl's
her.
Ear? Like, why can't he get with a girl who's 40 or 50?
Well, have you seen
there's no
Gomez?
There's like why can't he go for Pamela Anderson? I'm sure
I'm
she would
sure
suck
he
his
can,
dick.
But
I'm sure he probably
who
has.
He just did a movie with. Guess who's directing?
Dude,
mine.
She should be his granddaughter.
I get what you're saying, but I'm also saying like Bill Murray's a single man who's been single for a fucking long time. He could get with
bro.
Anyone.
I've done creepy.
Bro, are
shit,
you kidding me?
That's
he
really
probably
creepy.
Gets with 25-year-olds every fucking weekend. If he walks out to any fucking club and says I'm fucking Bill Murray, I guarantee
he gets
you there's
from
a couple
like
of 25-year-olds just fucking.
Most likely.
So I don't see anything wrong with what he said.
Seems a little weird to me.
I see how it's a little creepy.
A little bit.
But to who he is, are you kidding me? He could walk in the. I'm sure there are,
okay.
I don't know how many girls these days, but I'm sure in a club of 400 people with 200 girls, one girl in there would be like, holy shit, that's Bill Murray.
At least.
That's all I'm saying.
Or at least people, when they hear that it's Bill Murray, they won't even know to recognize him. But someone's like, that's Bill Murray. They'll be like, is he supposed to be famous? They'll be like, very famous. She'll be like, I'm going to give him head then.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting. I don't believe someone who's a celebrity, a very well-liked, funny, personable, old-timer, classic celebrity, responsible for someone.
25-year-old is hot.
No, I don't think that they're God and they should be propagating this weird-ass thing.
Demigods in this country.
Old thing. About. Our country is fucked up.
We have a weird country, but we have
very weird. More than enough money. Irregardless,
really
I also wanted to ask about Bill Cosby. Bad guy, good
guy.
That's a bad
guy. That's a bad guy right there. He literally went at court. He went in front of the judge and said, yeah, I used to give the girls Quaaludes. Have sex with them. He admitted to it in court because he was trying to justify it as an action that it wasn't that bad. But he was like, no, this is what people were doing at the time. And it's like, dude, Quaaludes made people pass out. That's rape.
Pass out and feel really fucking horny and want to have sex.
Yeah. Like, you went on stand and incriminated yourself. Like, are you kidding me? Like, there's not even an argument against you. You're literally a rapist.
Apparently, rumor has it, that's what they all did.
I'm sure
in
a
the
lot
70s
of
and 60s.
People did that shit in the 70s. Quaaludes were
to get
fucking... date rape drugs if you didn't have a tolerance to them. That shit was prescribed for people with fucking anxiety, and it made people black out. It was just a weaker form. It was just like a different form of Xanax.
I know. I remember from The Wolf of Wall Street, the description they gave. It was cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, so...
Can I say?
He was... What did you just say?
What did I just say about what?
About how easy it is for Bill Murray to get pussy.
Yeah, so it's probably mad easy for him to get pussy.
So if Bill Cosby is arguably,
I don't even understand why Bill Cosby did it. That's the thing.
That's
he
what,
didn't even
up,
need to.
Up. That's what I'm saying. That's what.
But
saying.
Apparently,
if
hold
he,
on.
If
I listened to other people talk about Bill Cosby. Apparently, he was an asshole behind the scenes.
He was.
Like, he wants a really big ass.
Apparently, so, I think...
I'm pretty sure behind the scenes, Bill Murray's a nice guy. I don't know if he's a nice guy, but I've never heard anyone say he's a bad guy, so...
He literally may be a bad guy and we don't even know, but...
Because remember this, everyone. If you're doing the right thing, people will think you're doing nothing at all.
Kind of. So, Bill Cosby has even more fame than Bill Murray, as you said. And he's, in that theory, even more capable of getting...
Wait, I would say Bill Cosby's more famous.
Bill Cosby, that's what I meant. He's capable of getting even more fellatio than Bill Murray going to a nightclub at night. So
I think more people might know that Bill Cosby's married, but yeah,
if he's getting with random people or has the ability to get with random people, everyone, as they say in the '70s, was just quaaluding people up and giving quaaludes. Bill Murray was mad young back then. He was like a younger dude. That's true. They're probably similar in age.
I would say they're probably not similar in age. No, exactly. I'll check right now. Continue with what you're saying, though.
Okay, so apparently Bill Murray didn't get Me Too'd, but if Bill Cosby was getting the same pussy as Bill Murray, allegedly, can quaalude people like everyone did in the 70s, is it just that Bill Cosby has been targeted and brought out as a representation of what all guys... Do you think he's especially as heinous as those 50 people described? Or he's just a larger-than-life depiction of how bad it was in the 70s and how people were just taking quaaludes
and fucking... Yeah, they're actually not that close in age. Cosby is 81 and Murray is 68.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, 15 years apart, 14 years.
Crazy. Bill Cosby is a sexual predator. He's an evil man. I used to actually get creeped out by him as a kid, and my dad didn't understand.
That don't mean they did it. A lot of times people are creepy, like that British guy who raped those 100 kids in the children's hospital. Sometimes they are literally just as creepy in person as they are secretly.
What I'm going to say about this is, like, my mom was a really good judge of character, and I think she taught me how to be a really good judge of character. Bill Cosby was a... I thought that he had, like, a creepy look in his eyes always, I thought.
Wow.
I really thought... And my dad actually thought he was mad weird.
My dad met
Bill Cosby and thought Bill Cosby was, like, a really, like, respectable, cool, nice guy. My dad doesn't tell people he met him anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah. My dad doesn't want to tell people. He's, like, disappointed about it.
Embarrassed of Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
How times have changed. What do you call it? How tables have turned.
This guy at my job, he worked in television, and he got to shake the guy from Subway, Jared. He shook his hand two times, like, when he was really famous. He touched the hand that was on the dick of an eight-year-old. Yeah. He's like, I'm really upset at myself.
I was really upset with humanity when I heard that story.
That was a creepy...
It's so weird. No, I never thought he was creepy at all. I thought he was like the dude who fixes the computers in the office.
Where he's like pushing out his lips.
I thought he was a celebrity version of the nerdy dudes who fix computers in offices.
Even being a fat kid who lost weight and being similar to Jared, I thought he was a creepy person.
He reminds me just of the dude who I became friends with that trained me at my accounting job when I was an intern. We were friends for 3 months till he left. Yeah.
That's terrible. I feel so bad for him.
He just got married in the DR to a Spanish girl.
That sounds kind of weird, but okay.
Yeah. Well, no, she's American.
Oh, they got married to the DR.
Exactly.
Oh,
so they didn't have to invite people and say,
"Hey,
man,
they went to the DR, met a girl, got married." Came back. Yeah,
that's not how it
went
at all. That would have been really fucking weird.
Okay, that makes way more sense. Sorry.
No, her whole family has embraced him. This whole Spanish family, like. He's just not.
Well, he has money. I'm sure money makes him
the breadwinner.
They're like, wait, he has how much money?
He doesn't have that much money. He really doesn't.
More than you?
He's been working for 3 years more.
Then I would assume it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Earning potential is really what it is. But that's mad funny. Jared from Subway really just creeped me out at a human level that I didn't think anything was wrong. But then I actually did know what you meant after the fact. After I found that he was a pedophile, then I started to say, okay, he does look like a pedophile. But I didn't think it before I knew. I thought he was just a nerd. Weird.
That's insulting the same nerds.
Are fat nerds more pedophilic in looking?
No, I think people who suffer from pedophilia might stay home more because they're afraid of who they are. They might be more depressed, and that could lead to overeating. So I could see something like that happening if they're not.
Do any pedophiles go to Herrick's? Like, I guess we'll never know unless they get caught. And any people in our grade who like end up being pedophiles.
I really hope
not. You have to search for their individual names and then search pedophile in a database.
It's online. They give it out freely.
Oh, they give it to the neighborhood. About
yes, you have to.
Well, that's assuming the person who went to Herrick's is still living in our neighborhood.
Yeah, but you have to disclose that information.
I know. Legally, I know. Freedom Act.
No, they have to walk around the neighborhood and tell people that they're a fucking sexual fucking molester.
Yeah, that was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That sucks.
Yeah, and then he invited him to their Seder.
Yeah, that's so funny.
So funny. How do you make that up?
Genius.
He is.
I'd say let's wrap up this episode. It's been it's a pretty long episode.
No, we have 19 minutes left.
How long do we have? I have
1, 2, 3 more topics to get to before we roast each other.
I think we're just still figuring out the kinks in our podcast. How long it goes for.
1 hour.
It is an hour? I feel like the first two weren't an hour.
They were both. The first was an hour and 15 minutes because we had to do openers. Yeah, we got sidetracked and then had to... Said we were going to edit, but we just stopped. And then
I
kept
played Fortnite the whole time.
And then I just played it after and I left it in and it's pretty funny, so...
Oh, okay.
We're going to stick with an hour every episode.
Okay, no, that's fine. I thought it was closer to 30, 45 minutes. Okay.
So is the wall even being built?
I don't think it's being built yet. He better get up that damn wall, though.
Steve Bannon raised... $1 million, I think, and
Let's check on
a billion.
Really, let's check.
He got a mile of the wall built.
Congratulations.
He was able to raise that much.
Trump wall.
Dude, he's on the fucking San Domingo border, negotiating with. He has billionaires on his side.
The first thing that popped up.
Yeah.
Was privately funded border
privately wall funded border wall first opened by federal agency after Steve Bannon left the Trump administration saying that he was going to take to the streets and cover the president's message outside of the White House. It's pretty fucking weird.
I'm not against the wall. However, I do believe all walls are put up to just be torn out at a later date. Like the Berlin Wall.
I guess considering society, there's literally, except for the Wailing Wall in Israel, there is no older than 5,000-year-old wall. The
Great Wall.
Of China?
Yeah.
What?
I would say 5,000 years.
No, that's modern history. That's that's AD, not BC.
How big is the wall that you're talking about?
I listened to Dan Carlin. I'm saying wall, any structure, any structure, any structure.
There's also
wall.
A wall at Pumapunku, which is the oldest fucking
of China.
Pumapunku is the oldest human civilization found, and they had a wall put up. So I'm not against walls being built.
Where was that made?
Pumapunku.
Well, the oldest civilization was Egypt.
No, what?
Are you?
No,
I'm not. Okay,
bro,
so you don't know about history, too.
Egypt is definitely not the oldest civilization.
I think you literally watched one Alex Jones video and think that you're a geography expert, an anthropology expert, a society expert. It's cool, though, because that's your thing.
What the fuck, bro? It's right here. Pum, pum, pum. What's your room? The fuck? It's 15,000 years old.
Bolivia?
Yeah.
Egypt came before 15,000 years. Oh, wait, 15,000?
15,000.
Wait. That's older than Egypt.
Oh, I'm a fucking idiot, huh?
Wait.
Bro, learn fucking human
history. It says 500. AD 500.
Bro, then
that's
15, that estimate's
it's wrong. It's 2,500, you idiot.
There's no way that estimate's correct.
536 years later in AD. The most it is 2,000 years, not 15,000. Egypt was before that, dumbass. Do you just make up a really large sounding fact so that you could win at some point in any argument? I'm going to type in Egypt civilization. Irregardless, I wanted to ask you if you thought I was morally right about the wall, because everyone talks about the mechanics of how he's going to pay for it, or is it even going to make things safer?
Yeah.
Or why we're doing it?
I think different people give different estimates on the timeline.
Built with needle fine precision, 70.
Yeah, what's crazy about Pumapunku is that everything is built. So all that stonework, right,
uh-huh.
is the second hardest rock. The only thing that can develop those cuts are diamond tip material.
That's
Yeah.
Is that from the book Gods of
Chariots of the Gods?
Yeah.
It's one of his arguments in it. But so, I'm not using it to say, no, I'm not arguing the alien thing.
And
bro.
Ancient origins.
Bro, I'm not arguing the alien thing whatsoever. I don't think it was aliens. I'm just saying it's a very old civilization. Like, that's a fact. It's an old civilization. I'm not going with the alien thing at all. I'm just going with the fact that it's an old civilization. That I learned from there. But yes, I'm not using it for that, though. I don't really know what the fuck happened in the past. But Pumapunku is definitely older than what the Wikipedia page is saying.
The site that you got it from is the only pop archaeology site combining scientific research with out-of-the-box perspectives.
I'll look for a different website then.
Wikipedia said a different story.
Yeah, I don't think Wikipedia is 100% correct either. We could sit here and argue about that all day. That
no, your phone is cracked. It's hard to even see the letters.
It's not cracked. It's the fucking thing above it that's cracked.
Yeah.
The screen protector. How can you not read it?
I'm playing.
It's like cracked on the edges. Like not even where the writing is.
Do you think the wall?
The moral, the wall, whatever you're saying.
I said mall. Do you think the wall is morally right?
Morally? Well,
yeah.
I am the son of an immigrant. I am.
You first are. Yeah, you're first generation. That's second gen, but.
No, my dad wasn't born here.
Wow.
First generation.
And Mate is an immigrant.
Mate is an immigrant.
And your brother's an immigrant.
Yeah.
So you're a pretty immigrated family.
Yeah. My dad just got
We're
like
all immigrants, but you're two or three generations more than me, actually. My mom's boyfriend was born in like the French and Indian War era. He's like mad American and it's annoying.
Your mom's boyfriend?
Yeah.
That's funny.
He's Dutch.
The Dutch. There's
so
two
different.
Things I can't stand. People intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Are you serious?
No, it's from Austin Powers, you idiot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the best movies.
Yeah, that shit is genius.
Of the 2000s.
Please, make another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it could be as good, that would be really fucking funny. I haven't seen
anything
that
funny
dude,
in years.
And not much from that guy.
Yeah, sad. He's a genius.
I know. Wayne's World.
Yeah,
they made Bohemian Rhapsody popular again.
Yeah, I think that song was always going to be popular. That's a great
it was.
Song. Yeah,
it's a
timeless song.
It's brilliant the way they
yeah,
weave together
one
different
time
genres.
To a rave, and they were playing Bohemian Rhapsody, but like with techno music. Caitlin and Charlie didn't know the song, and I was like, "What? How
They're
the
brain
fuck,
dead.
How did you get to be 20 years old and never hear
They're
Bohemian Rhapsody?
So dumb."
Like,
is that bad parenting?
I think it's bad parenting. I really think that's bad parenting.
It might be.
If you don't give exposure kids to like
it's
Queen,
still on. It's on the radio all the time.
The Beatles, like there's certain
no, they're just
music
on
that needs
they've
to
definitely
be
heard it.
To
yeah,
your
they've,
children.
They're
I would hope that they heard it.
They were either brain dead for Molly or they just never.
They both looked
realized
at me very
heard
confused,
it.
Saying they had no idea what song.
They either realized they never heard it or they're brain dead for Molly. Those
yeah,
are the
I
only
don't
two
think
options.
She took Molly at that point yet.
Really? You
yeah.
said you were at the rape with her.
She didn't take Molly the first few times that she went.
Then she ended up doing it a lot, right?
Yeah. In the long run.
You,
at the beginning,
you tried
said,
to
no,
you
okay.
tried to fuck Charlie's girl when?
We're not commenting about any of this.
Why? Did you do it or did you not? Did you do it or no? Okay.
So regardless of the situation, we're not talking about
We're
that.
Not talking about that. I thought you did it, so I didn't realize that she was under 18. Do you want to talk about why the wall is morally wrong?
Anyone listening to this is going to be like, what a retarded shit were they just talking about?
I'd be surprised if someone
I would be surprised if anyone got this far in.
Alright, continue.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Do I think the mall is morally wrong? I think there's a difference in immigration between where the wall is being built and how my dad got here, because my dad got here by plane. It's pretty hard to transport drugs through a plane.
It is very hard.
I kind of get, I semi-understand the idea of the wall with being like, most illegal thing, most drugs and shit come through Mexico.
Do we have a stat for how many illegal drugs and ammunition, total amount of years coming in? Is it just a policy Trump made up in his head and he decided to sell the shit out of this thing? Is there actual
I would say
basis behind
besides
the security measure?
Everything besides opiates probably comes through Mexico. And weed. Probably opiates and weed don't come through Mexico, but everything else probably does.
Yeah, I heard a shitload of drugs come. And weed used to come.
But weed these days comes
it
from
It doesn't.
Like,
it comes
Colorado,
from America.
California.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes
it
from
stopped
America.
Coming.
Or Canada.
I heard
Canada.
There was a security expert, a Mexican one, from, he said, a different guy in his fleet dies every week.
Mm-hmm.
And this Mexican thing, some shit. He just wound up in
jail. Bro, that's a dangerous place.
Mexico
that's an actual
City?
Dangerous place.
Holy. Yeah.
But these are dangerous places, actually. Like, we don't think about it because it's so close to us, but in actuality, this is, like, a dangerous place.
Disgusting. It is.
And it's literally because of money, and like the main way that Mexico makes money is
industry, manufacturing, also the drug trade.
There's the drug trade.
It used to be weed, now it's every single drug besides weed.
And opiates.
And opiates.
Yeah.
Because they're prescription a lot. Of.
Well, yeah.
And
that,
the dope
well,
is from Afghan.
For the record, the Taliban,
Taliban
and
sells
ISIS
dope.
Burned
the poppy
U.S.
Fields. Yeah.
Opiate fields in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
That were being protected by the military. I wonder why that was happening. I wonder why the military is protecting opiate fields.
We gotta wrap up soon. Shit. The show might run a little over, so we're gonna talk quickly.
Yeah, it's just an hour or more, but
we're gonna talk quickly. I think morally the wall is wrong because the American dream
I don't know if anything's right or wrong. I'm just saying I understand why
the American dream
wall, but I can see it being
represented. That the sky's the limit for anyone inside these walls. You needed more people to come in.
My dad also came here illegally. Like,
okay.
I'm sure some people come through this border wanting a better life. But I would say probably 80 to 85% of the traffic happening from the Mexico border is for illegal shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about immigration. I'm saying, like, illegal shit. Like, let's talk about California right now. California has the choice in voting in three options right now. They have the Cal Exit Plan, which is California leaving the United States because they think that their GDP is so much
better. I heard that, yeah.
Even though there's an issue in Los Angeles right now with there being so much shit in the city because of the homeless that the elevators for the fucking trains don't work anymore because they're covered in shit from people shitting in it. There are so many issues with California with homeless people.
Terrible.
And all the people with businesses are leaving because of how high the taxes are. These are the two votes. Either one, the Cal Exit Plan, which is for California to leave the United States. That's a bad move. You guys are idiots if you go with that. You guys are complete idiots if you go with that. You guys are bankrupt already. It's only going to get worse. The other plan is the Cal 3 Plan, which is to split it up into three different states, two of them being Democrat and one of them being neutral. The only thing is
that
this is being pushed by a billionaire, so clearly there's money to be made in these these issues.
What billionaire?
They're being
played. Coke?
I don't know I don't remember the name of what billionaire. If
I know all the billionaires, if you just say the name, I'll know.
I don't know the name.
Long story short, irregardless, the walls in America kept not only us in, but we willingly allowed people of all talents.
And we have the wall up. What about
I'm not just saying that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a fear.
That's a fear. What if we want to get
that's
that way one
concern.
Day? What if that
we'd
shit
be,
happens?
We'd be off. We'd be fucked.
We'd be fucked. Just leave it open. Like,
but
maybe close up some parts
when
of
when
it.
When you close up the walls, you're limited to the things within it. So, I don't know if you like every other American, but people want to be able to leave and have people.
I don't think
we want people.
I don't even think 60% of Americans have a passport.
Yeah, you were really surprised that I had one.
Yeah, I was really surprised you had one.
Well, that's because I never leave the house because I have my pale and pasty skin.
Yo, bro, you're whiter than me. That's bad. I have overnight.
Yeah, you said that the other episode.
Yeah, I did.
That's a good ass one, though.
You're so white.
When you limit yourself to what's in your country, we could all have a group think where every fucking American ends up being insane and you need some type of outside European, African, Asian, whatever outlook, Indian,
is what keeps the country Arabic, like, moving
Spanish,
forward
Hispanic, any type of outlook that you have. Yeah, you need fresh ideas constantly coming and not the same people born from
if
the same
anything,
people. You need
immigration
coming
in.
Immigrants work harder than average Americans. They're sending their best.
This is the thing. I'm gonna say this really quickly.
Okay.
They come from shithole communist socialist countries to this country because we're freeing capitalists to make money, and they end up working harder than the people in the country who think that socialism is the next great step. These people are coming from those countries and making more money and being successful here. It's fucking backwards.
And they're saying, holy shit.
It's backwards. It makes no sense.
I spent such a little time thinking about those people. I don't even realize.
Thank God for immigrants in this country.
Uh-huh.
They keep this shit capitalist moving forward. Thank God for those people. And there's idiots who are like, yeah, let's make this country socialist.
Socialist. It's a complete reverse of 14
million people living in Venezuela. 3 million people ran out of the country. A fucking sixth of their country left because they became socialist and had no money anymore. They went to Colombia. We regard Colombia as a shithole, but Venezuela is so bad that they ran to Colombia to get saved. What? People need to think about what they're doing these days. Fucking
real
idiots
shit,
like the AOC.
Yeah, no, she's smart in some ways, but so misguided.
Go
in
back
so,
to
in
being
so
a
many
bartender.
Others, so many others. She's an example of immigration. I don't think she's like a fifth generation immigrant. It's having the constant flow of ideas. If what they say is true, if automation is going to replace the entire state of the world and the gravity of the situation, what they think,
then
physical labor or being good at accounting or finance
those
or movie acting,
those
things won't even matter.
Out, people thought they were going to lose all their jobs too, but guess what? A bunch of different things came because of it. I don't know what's next, but maybe it won't be the worst.
So you're going to need open borders and open ideas for people of different perspectives and outlooks, and people in athletics and healthcare and the industries, people who know the best,
maybe
the best attributes and skills, artists, musicians, whatever. You're going to want actors and models.
That's not what I want as a society. Like I said before, I think most people just want to be able to go home and not be bothered by other people.
Well, you definitely need good-looking girls in your society.
Well, yeah, but I don't think socialism makes good-looking girls.
Okay. This brings me to my next point, that there's a new law you were telling me about where people want to sue Apple in antitrust.
It was for the
application.
Yeah, so
App Store purchases.
So the United States Supreme Court just approved a lawsuit against Apple in a 5-4 vote, saying that the customers of the App Store are allowed to sue Apple because they hold a monopoly on the apps through iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Considering that the only way to get... This is the argument. Because you can only get apps through the App Store on an iPhone, and Apple is getting 30% of the commission, Apple basically holds a monopoly because unlike Samsung that you can download Samsung apps or Google Play or whatever to download apps, you can only download apps through the App Store. They hold a monopoly on where you get apps.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're allowed to go through with this lawsuit, that it sets a precedent that other companies can get sued for holding monopolies over things.
Okay, so it's a modern version of the antitrust litigation through a tech lens, and it's dealing with the application specifics just to Apple's product.
Situation.
Does that leave the door open for the Google Play Store also to have...
No, because like I said, on Android phones, you're normally allowed to download other app stores. So in this case, Google is exempt from this type of lawsuit.
That's interesting. I heard the other
but
ones where Google wasn't
exempt.
Google
could get sued
over
the fact that they pay $2 billion to be the main search engine on Apple. They've literally killed competition by paying for it. You don't get to choose your own generator to look for stuff. You can only basically use Google with Apple because if you look anything up, automatically it goes to Google because they're paying for that. They're killing competition. They're
I hate that.
Competition on the Android too.
They're fucking dicks.
They're just killing the competition.
They want world powerful.
And then also,
superior.
Even Microsoft can get sued because they just came out with their new digital Xbox, and you can only download video games through the Xbox Store now, which is basically the same thing as Apple having their app store that you can only download games from. Meaning that if Microsoft gets screwed and they can't do digital downloads anymore, GameStop gets saved. Because GameStop has two or three more years and they're done. There's nothing.
That would be like Steven Spielberg saving Blockbuster. Just a random ass resurgence.
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't even make sense.
Just like how Microsoft saved Apple.
We're going to see some things like that in the tech age where things don't even make sense. Shit.
Things haven't made sense for a while. Like I said,
we could be 50-year-old.
Microsoft saved Apple in the 90s. Because
yeah,
if Apple went under, Microsoft would be the only company.
There's only a few companies, and it's an oligopoly in the tech.
Yeah.
Where everyone interacts with each other and keeps coming into contact. Shit, we could be fucking watching Rugrats as 50-year-old repressed, half-adult kid, like, android creatures with Elon Musk's neural lace in the back of our head. Fucking everything is a nearly virtual reality because everyone has that Freudian repressed childhood shit where you just want to be like an Altman just saying, fuck you, dad.
No one knows what an Altman means.
I know, that too. That was Ryan's ex.
Terrible.
Going into your room, fucking running away, just putting on your device, plugging in, listening to a podcast. Playing a video
being,
game.
Like, slightly, like, robotic, and without even thinking about it, you can just be like, put on Joe Rogan's podcast, 1136, and just playing in your head, and only you hear it.
I feel like
that's such a strange idea.
I feel like I don't like that idea, but it sounds really nice.
That's crazy.
I think it sounds really
imagine
good.
Just having the internet in your brain.
It sounds so easy.
Yo, you would just have. Yo, bro, think about that. That's all the knowledge.
You're
going to
be super.
Think about
you're
going to
be super smart.
We have all the knowledge of human history on our cell phones.
We do.
If that was plugged into our brain and we just knew everything, that doesn't even make sense. That's insane. But then what about like conflicting ideas?
What part doesn't make
internet?
Sense to you?
Like this. So if we know everything on the internet, right? We just did a search on Puma Punku. One website said 500. One said 1,700.
17,000,
sorry. Like, we have all this information, but the information's conflicting. That's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Think about an AI thinking that, because all the information the AI is getting is conflicting.
The AI would know, because they have sources.
But how do they know?
Blockchain.
So
that's
what if
the way of the future.
Blockchain says Wikipedia is wrong, and my website's correct?
Then you go to where the blockchain tells you is the source document. Blockchain will have an unbreakable value.
What if the original document is from, like, a book, but someone quoted the book, and the book's not on the internet, but the quote from the book is on the internet, and that's the original source?
It will be able to, okay, picture the most smart.
Like, how would it find
the most smart, the most smartest perfect search engine that it's able to know the characters directly, and it learns from itself. If it sees an arrangement of patterns,
it
will just keep learning. They have two AIs, one pattern recognition, one, it's going to be a neural AI, where it learns just the way people learn from cells and memories.
This whole idea that we just thought of actually fucked up my understanding of AI.
I already knew all this. You just don't listen to enough of Joe Rogan's guests. Or Sam Harris.
AI is such a weird concept. It's cool.
Ryan Milan, which is a weird concept. I think AI was inevitable.
Are we giving out our names? I guess so.
You already said my name in the past episodes. I listened to them like 5 times.
Jesus. I guess we can't really go with stage names, huh?
So the AI is apparently, according to the alien actor Neil deGrasse Tyson, that it's the inevitable step in any advanced civilization getting more
Neil deGrasse Tyson,
age and knowledge.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, what's gravity? Continue with what you said.
What's gravity?
It's a call out because no one really knows what gravity is. So even though he says he's a scientist, no one really understands.
I know what gravity is.
No one does because not even Neil deGrasse Tyson.
It's attraction, and it might have something to do with the dark matter that we don't know about.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly what it is, what I'm saying.
Well, we don't know what dark matter is.
We don't know what anything is. Science. Continue.
Okay, but do you know anything past that?
Do I know what gravity is? Yes.
No, do you know anything past dark matter?
what happens after dark matter?
Yeah.
Like, do I know,
yeah. Do you know
about
upset?
String theory? Like, what? What are you asking?
No,
about?
String theory has been proven to be only theory and no fact.
Okay, so what do you... I don't know. No.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I was boring you with a rhetoric of a rhetorical question. You don't know what happens after dark matter.
No, I don't know what happens after
dark. I don't know what happens either. Neil deGrasse doesn't. Stephen Hawking, nada. No one. Not
dead.
Yeah, that too. And not even the world.
God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. And not
clowns.
And not even the world famous Alex Jones can tell you what dark matter is.
Bro, I listen to Alex Jones on a weekly basis when I don't.
Nah. Maybe. Potentially.
I don't. I get in the mood to listen to
My question for you is this. How do you know that there's a Jesus beyond the dark matter?
I don't know if there's what?
There's a Jesus, a Mary, and
the
Holy
Jesus
Ghost,
beyond,
and a God.
I don't know. I have no idea what comes next.
How sure are you that that's
what
comes next?
Is,
speak plainly.
I think religion comes down to fear of dying.
Yeah.
And the idea that when you die, you hope that something good happens.
It does.
And I'm not even against that.
That's
it
what
be,
I came to the conclusion too. And
yeah,
right after
it
senior
might be,
year.
For all I know, it could be because there's a DMT hit at the end of our
mm-hmm.
spinal cord
for all
that
we know.
Hits us when we die, and that's our idea of heaven.
It's supposed
at the last
to last half a split second,
yeah.
And it's supposed to last your
entire life. I don't know what
year.
Exactly happens, but being religious gives you a sort of
warm feeling.
Like yeah, like an insurance that everything will be all right. So
mm-hmm.
people try to be good people. If there's actually
what
shout
are people
out
that
to
don't need
practical jokers.
Why?
Whenever they try to make fun of people or get people to go along with their lie, most
they're
people,
really funny.
They don't go along with it. Most people tell the truth, and I was really surprised about that.
What do you mean?
Every single time that they like try getting someone to lie for them on the show or like go along with their bullshit, people would tell the truth and wouldn't lie. People inherently tell the truth and are good
oh,
people.
You're saying like a ridiculous scenario.
Yeah, exactly. That they. So in one episode,
the people would literally just be genuine.
Yeah, there was a bunch of cereal stacked up in one episode, and they walked up to people in the supermarket and were like, "Hey, this is stacked up really high. If I fell into this, we could sue the place." So he fakes falling into it.
Okay.
And every single time the manager came over, he would be like, "Yeah, that woman saw me fall into it," and the woman would walk over and be like, "No, he jumped into it." Every person in
oh, she would never back up. She would never back
no
up.
No one. Right. Out of all three of them doing it, with like three different people each, no one said, yeah, it happened. Everyone told the truth. No one lied. People are
inherently good
people.
It's in our genetics.
Yeah, people are not genetically made to lie. It's not
okay.
common.
So the genetics is one thing about evolution, which many Christian scientists don't believe in. That's just
I'm not against evolution,
I know you're not.
That's it.
It's getting at a larger goal of what happens beyond the gray matter.
Look, if you really think I think the Earth is 6,000 years old, I don't, okay?
All right, thank God. Wow.
If
I
said Pumapunku is 15,000 years old, clearly I don't think the Earth is...
All right, I guess you just like to believe in the mythos, the story.
Go. Yeah, it's a story.
I think you invented the quote, do it for the story.
Do it for the story.
Did you make up that quote?
I guess I might have. I thought that was your quote,
so
or that was just my quote on your
In a world of uncertainty... And confusion, chaos, that you'll never know the real story. Sometimes you just have to fucking do it for the story.
Exactly. Time is fleeting.
Go at once, people.
I guess we'll end on this note. Like always, we have to shit on each other right before the end of the episode.
We'll do it next one.
It's supposed to be our thing. We didn't do it at the second one. We should just do it quick.
Oh, wow. I was completely ready to sign off and say goodbye.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Okay.
So let's just shit on each other. It's part of it.
Okay.
It's like the last little race.
No,
I
know. I
have
my thing written
there.
Down, so I'll just do yours first.
Okay.
You're like a hipster who like doesn't know that they're one, like in the way that you dress.
What?
You act like this is more like conventional and normal, but I think it's like counterculture.
Just making fun of me. I guess I don't want to be called a hipster, so
you
had to
make fun of me. Yeah. I love how you had to ask if this was making fun of you.
Okay, I guess keep going.
Yeah, no, you've just dressed like one for so many years. It's just like, I had a hard time. I didn't know if you were trying to be like Tony Hawk, like chill kid, punk skater. Skater boy, rocker, the Black Sabbath badass. Or just a hipster, like a counterculture. Okay, metal. Okay. That's different than hipster.
Yeah, I guess confused.
You get the hipster vibe a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. That insult, then, I won't say anymore.
I considered it an insult.
Fuck it. I would consider it an insult, too. It's like basically being called gay.
I don't think all hipsters suck dick.
Probably most don't.
Or eat pussy.
Probably most don't. Or eat pussy. Yeah, they're very clean people.
Yeah, eat pussy.
Hipsters are very clean. Okay.
What? I thought hipsters didn't shower.
They're cool with their own bacteria, but they don't like
cool with their own bacteria.
They want like pristine apartments and everything like
that. They want pristine apartments but not take showers. Perfect.
You're always poor. How does this happen? Because I know that you were working jobs for a really long time.
Yeah, I've been at Best Buy for like 3 years.
You've had a job for 3 years. At least a weekly job.
Of misfortunate events, but
there's explanations for why you're so fucking poor.
I think it's just the Serbian in me of being bad with money.
That's a Serbian trait?
Yeah, every Serb that I know is bad with money.
Is that a gross generalization, or is there some truth behind that?
My dad and my brother, who are both very Serbian, said that Serbia wouldn't exist if it wasn't for people sending money into the country to keep it going. So, kind of.
That's so sad.
They don't have any money in their country, yeah.
I feel bad for
the issue, like, land-bound countries don't do very well economically. It's very helpful when you're next to a sea.
Oh, trade. Yes.
Yeah.
Cities with seas, cheetah. I know about that.
Unless if your country makes something, like, awesome, then you're kind of
That too. So, okay. You think you're tough, like, from getting, like, Guido-inherited traits from being around some Guido people, but you like to think you're, like, really tough. Like, me and Corona would, like, all chill, you would be there, and then after, Corona would be like, Ryan's really hard on you, like, really mean to you. And I'm just like, what?
You're making fun of me and me making fun of you.
He said, sometimes you'll just be chilling, he'll say, no, stop that. And then he'll say he was really mad at you. I don't know why he gets so mad. And I think you just think you're... Like, in, like, that Goodfellas movie. Like, you just shot Spider's left dick.
I think I also put up with you more than most people. That's so it, when you do stupid shit, I'm just so done with it. Does Corona text you every day?
Nah, he stopped talking to me the last few weeks. He's been thinking I'm with Herb because I don't come out.
Oh, you just stay in your apartment and do nothing?
No, I write.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
All right.
Podcast and write. For Herbs.
I also have to work a job because I'm a slave to my rent prices, but it's a different story.
I work. It's not like most people. Okay. Most people work, thankfully.
When did you think you would be so tough? And, like, how did you work around to, like, getting... Is it just to me? Or
just to you.
No. You try and act like people, like, fear you at work, the ones who don't love you. Or some
people
shit.
Don't fear me at work.
Okay, even with, like, the cruise fight and stuff, and, like, in the dealing, you, like, you always give the impression you could scrap a lot. I just don't see it.
Do you think that I give off the impression I'm down to fight even though I'm not?
Essentially.
If someone, I don't know. I think I would be down to fight if someone was down to fight, if it was over something, like, worth it. But if it's over dumb shit, then I'm just like, you're an idiot.
Because, like, it's not worth, like, getting, like, a broken jaw.
No, it's not worth the cop arrest afterwards.
The cop arrest afterwards, too.
Yeah, going to jail that one time really made me...
Hospital, jail, trial.
I don't want to jail at the hospital at that time.
If someone broke someone's jaw on the fire, you got stabbed, it's going to be $5,000 minimum. I know that from...
Yeah, it's going to be... It has nothing to do with the fight.
The ambulance is 10 G's.
It literally comes down to the arrest afterwards, and that's what I don't want to deal with most days.
What is an arrest cost? Try said his was like 20 G's.
Yo, it's so much money. It's so much money.
Did he try would show me your criminal record, and it would show you being in court every like week or two, failing tests for like a year and a half?
Yeah,
and try calculate. He said Ryan wastes the system $80,000.
Yeah, that's not money. I bet I did.
You're a fuck, bro.
You know, the judge was so cool, and I was so charismatic that I was just like, I promise, I won't use.
Yeah, that goes back into like the tough guy thing. I was saying that. Bro, like mad, likable, and trustworthy.
The DA said to the judge, "If you let this kid leave right now, I promise you, he will go get drugs. All in drug treatment court. The one thing I'm not supposed to do." She's like,
"The whole reason you're there."
She's like, "He will go get drugs if you let him leave this court." And I'm like, "Judge, I promise you, on my life, it won't happen again." And the judge goes, "I believe him. Let him go." All he said was, "You're not allowed to drive for the day. Your license is suspended for today." And I was like, "No problem."
He thought you were fucked up at the hearing.
No. He didn't think I was fucked up. He just said that I wasn't allowed to drive. That was my punishment for showing up dirty. But I wasn't allowed to drive for the day. And I walked out of there thinking, what are they going to do? Contact every fucking police officer saying Ryan Milanovic can't drive for 24 hours. And then I drove home. Seriously, what? The judge is going to contact everyone at 5 p.m. Ryan Milanovic isn't allowed to drive today? That's not going to happen. He's just telling me that. There's no way that he could get that out, right? I mean, this happened years ago. I don't think he'd be able to get it out.
Right now?
Do you think if a judge told someone, you're not allowed to drive for 24 hours, that the police would know about it?
No.
No, right? There's no way. How would the police know? The judge told you, but it's not like the judge is sending out a text message to every cop.
Well, in the future, in about, well, if your conspiracy theories are true, it could happen now.
But
logically speaking, the internet, they're going to have that shit computerized in 15 years minimum.
Like a computer where it could transfer through the internet immediately? Yeah, I would believe that. I don't believe the system's that good yet.
It's not. 15 years minimum.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm a technology consultant.
Yeah, exactly. I don't believe it's anywhere near that point.
15 years minimum.
I guess we're done with you making fun of me.
Yeah, so. You have to just do me quickly. We're at 16. Yeah. An hour and 16 minutes.
Yeah. When you bring your clothes to the laundromat, you don't even put them in a bag. You just carry them down the street all empty and just throw them on the
table. I don't
bring
them anymore because the dude was shrinking my shit. But no. I do it in the building, but
you do now?
But I have a bag that my mom gave me.
Oh, you
do it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would have to use a garbage bag or some shit if my mom
gave me exactly.
Something.
So the first few times that you did it, I'm pretty sure we just walked down the block with you carrying them.
I think that might have happened once.
Yeah.
Well,
such a, like, imagine the guy standing there just like, this idiot just brought me his dirty lunch. Not even
that's
in
what
a bag, just on the table for him to pick up.
I mean, anyone would think that kid's a fucking idiot, but that guy happened to be an asshole.
I'm pretty sure you're also an idiot. I think you make fun of yourself a lot throughout the episode, too, so I think we're good here.
Okay, cool.
Cool, shout out to...
Yo, is that supposed to be a second insult? And then you make fun of me? You're an ass. that one hurt the most that you tried to slip that one under. Fucking
caught it.
Fucking
again,
dick.
Shout out to Brie Larson.
Saw
any of your movies, but keep doing what you're doing.
So you just you just talk under your breath a lot of times and just give double meanings to what you say in the
tantric
way.
Sometimes.
Yeah. No, you just do it sometimes natural. It's funny.
It's natural.
Ciao.
Ciao.